WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
CFW. 1057 CFW. Remember this one?
Miss independent, miss self-sufficient, miss keep your distance. Miss unafraid, miss out my way, miss don't let a man interfere. No, miss on her own, miss almost grown, miss never let a man help her off her phone. So by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little miss apprehensive, I said ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling taking over? Misguided heart, misplayed smart, miss if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated, she didn't wanna end up jaded, and this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So by changing her misconception, she went in a new direction and found inside she felt a connection. She felt
for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate.
For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work.
Download the free Civic Media app.
Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
CFW.
rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Brace yourself, you crazy beast. I know this world and what it seems. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ignoring established federal law, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned two lower court decisions and allowed Virginia to continue its purge of suspected registered non-citizen voters. News outlets have since confirmed that eligible Virginia voters were among them. Virginia is the latest state which has pushed such purges without adequate investigation to support a national GOP narrative, sweeping up American-born and naturalized citizens in the process. The National Voter Registration Act prohibits any purges within 90 days of an election. Virginia Public Radio and NPR have already found eligible voters on the list who apparently checked the wrong box at the DMV and now have had their registrations canceled. A similar purge of over 3,200 purported non-citizens in Alabama was halted in federal court in October. Court documents showed over 2,000 of them were valid U.S. citizens and eligible voters. In Texas, after Governor Abbott trumpeted that 6,500 non-citizen voters would be purged, the Secretary of State's office found only 581 were registered illegally, according to the Texas Tribune. Even more alarming is the Supreme Court's willingness to ignore established federal law and render a decision which, at the very least, has an appearance of partisanship, and worse, what that appearance could mean for post-election litigation. We have links to check a registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Todd Albaugh.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. You are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
It's time to stand up and point out to people that Donald Trump should never, ever, ever be allowed anywhere near power, because the lack of humanity is just that significant. People need to know they can count on their leaders. And I'd like to point out Liz Cheney has made the same comment. I'm just proud of the fact that Liz Cheney right away stood up and said, this is probably one of the most important things I'll ever do. A real inspiration and a real leader.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what? I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on 93.5 FM, The Tap, or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials say bridge work on Highway 93 in Eau Claire will finally be wrapping up. According to the DOT, work on the bridge over I-94 is scheduled to end the week of November 4th. The over $1 million project has been in progress since July, seeing the replacement of the bridge deck, sidewalks, and bridge joints. One lane of traffic in each direction remained open over the bridge, but the entrance ramp to westbound I-94 was temporarily closed. The bridge was showing signs of deterioration. A St. Paul man accused of helping to hide four corpses at a Dunn County farm has been convicted after a three-day trial. On Wednesday, a jury found Darren Osborne guilty on four counts of being party to hiding a corpse in a cornfield north of Wheeler. Four victims were shot and killed by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, who asked Osborne to help him move the bodies from Minnesota to Wisconsin. Suggs is currently serving a 101-year prison sentence for the murders, and Osborne is facing up to 50 years in prison when sentenced in December. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the low 40s tonight, some rain after midnight. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 53. Rain and thunder for Sunday night. Temperatures around 50 degrees. Rain again Monday. It's 39 at our studios.
CFW. Saturday morning, jumped out of bed. Put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head, to ask you a question, cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the
human too. Why you
more. 105.7 CFW.